Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
It is 7:10 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is Tuesday, December the 10th, right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports on WRHI FM 100.1. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. We're live on Facebook. We do it every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. And it's getting so close to Christmas. We got the Christmas music playing, and you can't think about Christmas without thinking about Christmas lights and Toys for Happiness.
There you go. Of course, we cannot be doing what we're doing when it comes to Toys for Happiness without so many of our sponsors, our business community stepping up. Folks like Jonathan Brown Electric, and they are joining us this morning.
Yay!
On Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Jonathan.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
You are always such a radiance about you. It's always good to see you.
Gotta be happy.
And the radiance is like, you're in the perfect line of work.
Oh, yeah.
Electricity.
It's a shocking experience.
Oh, you can be here all day long with those puns, and we love them. Now, your ads that air here on Palmetto Mornings and throughout the day, they are fantastic. And Catherine has done a great job, one of the performers, singing and dancing and acting and everything along those lines. Now, notice
we infer that she's dancing because the music is so great.
There you go. Now, you're missing from these ads, or do you make a cameo every now and then?
Every now and then I make a cameo. It's primarily the hardest part is because I'm so busy trying to take care of my customers and my clients. I don't have the time to get in here to do it. And Catherine gives me a lot of hard time about that. She's like, I want you in here. I want your voice on it. I'm like, I know, but I kind of got to take care of people.
That's okay. She moves from husband to husband a lot in these ads. I played her husband at one time. Tyler was her husband. So I said, you moved on from me to him. So she finds husbands pretty quickly. She's the Susan Lucci of local radio. Susan Lucci, the great actress, Erica Kane on All My Children, got a husband like we change our shirts. So Catherine gets husbands on the radio.
Whatever it takes, she's a true professional.
That's it.
But your ads are great. They're catchy. They're really a lot of fun. And kudos to you all of having a lot of creative fun and creative liberties with these ads because they, you know, stick in your mind throughout the day.
Well, I mean, the key part, we want to have fun. We want to enjoy it. We want it to be memorable for people, but we also want folks to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We want you to have a good time. And Catherine is a phenomenal person. I love her. She's doing great. So,
when we're talking about Toys for Happiness, of course, this time of the year can be tough for families when it comes to the financial end of it. The bills do not stop in December. As much as we would like for them to, they do not stop. So when at the end of the day, when a family is looking at every checklist that they have to pay, and then they say, oh my goodness, and we have Christmas, we want to give something to our family, it's just tough. And that's where Toys for Happiness comes in. And this is a story that you know all too well yourself, that you found yourself in a very similar situation, benefited from a program like Toys for Happiness, and now you're at a point where you can now repay those that gave you a Christmas.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, at a young age, my parents were separated. We were homeless 6 months in a park. We lived 3 months in a station wagon. We bounced around from place to place, never had a really spot to settle down. Christmas time was always difficult. When you got so kudos to all you single moms out there who are keeping it down, and the single dads for those who are holding it down with the families and taking care of it. It's a tough job. It's an unbelievably critical state to be in, and a lot of people don't realize it. And a lot of times you're trying to hold your head up and be strong, but It's tough. So I know what it is to be the child on that side and to experience that and to see it and to not get anything at times and to not have anything. So to have an opportunity to go back and give back to the community is phenomenal, because I'm going to tell you right now, hope is a very important thing. And it is, as a child, sometimes the only thing you got. And Christmas and Santa and that moment is really all about the hope. It's about the hope that this life is not all it's going to be at this moment, that there is going to be better for me in the future. There's going to be more coming for us. That's what this is about. It's about that moment of hope to give back to those children. You give that little ray of sunshine, that little ray of hope with a simple gift. It might be a teddy bear, it might be a bike, it might be a car, it could be a deck of cards, it could be anything, something that you give back, but gives that extra drop of hope that will blossom into a beautiful flowering event for these children, and as well as potentially make them grow into something impactful in life and do something impactful in life. You never know who you're going to impact out there every single day. That's why I try to get up and I try to go around with a smile on my face every day, and I try to be as chipper as I can be for the most part, because you don't know who you're influencing and who you're going to meet and what difference you're going to make in somebody's life by simply passing by. And if you pass by, old grouchy, grumpy Grinch, you never know how you might impact a person.
That's exactly right.
It never takes much to smile, be nice, and give a compliment.
Amen,
you don't
Jonathan.
Know where they are in their day. But
good night.
Your story is so inspiring, because when you were that little boy and you didn't know what your future would look like, there must have been somebody that gave you that ray of sunshine. Or was that just who you are? Did you just dream big?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. There was a nice old guy who took me under his wing and gave me, as I like to say, a hand up in life versus a hand out, and started me in the electrical field and gave me a little bit of that ray of sunshine. But a lot of it is just, as a kid, I didn't hold on to much as far as the bad things that happened, because there's a lot of stuff. I could roll you down a list. If it comes down to excuses and the things you want to go in life, well, you don't know what happened to me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, baby, I got stories. I can tell you. And the thing is you either take these things and you drag them with you like a chain and a weight that drags you down, or you take them, you pack them up, you look at them, go, wow, stack them in front of you, build your staircase and get the heck out of that pit and move on in life, you know?
Yeah.
It's your choice what you do with it. You either drag it like a weight, or you stack it in front of you and you climb out and get on down life.
That's awesome.
It's your choice. And the same thing happens with everything you do. And the thing is if you take that moment and you get that part and you build yourself a staircase and you get out of it, you can always look back at where you came from. And the best part about it is if you've been there, you can always look back and go, God, you know what? No matter what I'm facing, it's probably never going to be as bad as it was there.
Yeah.
So even as hard as the times get today, and sometimes there are things that get me all upset and frustrated, but I can always look back and go, you know what? I am doing phenomenal compared to what I had. It's never going to be as bad as that again. And I've conquered that. I've made it through. I can make it another day. Today is not a bad day. Today is a great day.
Man, oh, that's and move awesome.
On. You need to be a motivational speaker. I can literally sit here for 30 more minutes
really?
And listen to
it. Have I'll you done your aside. TED Talk yet?
Yeah.
No. You need to just go ahead
so
and make
true.
That part of your bucket list.
It's so true. And to everyone's point, you might see it as a $20 or a $30 or a $15 toy, and it's fantastic. But to that kid that was receiving it, it is that hope. It is a potential job you might be putting in their hands. And it's just a chance to be a kid. Kids grow up so quickly now. They're forced to grow up so quickly. And by missing a Christmas here and there or not having those opportunities, you know, sadly, they might become a little jaded and become, you know, a bah humbug. But it's fantastic. And you, again, provide such a great outlet, no pun intended, to that to those folks.
That's a good one, though. I saw what you did there.
We do provide other outlets.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, wow. Jonathan Brown, Electric, we could not do Toys for Happiness without you. Your story really every year is just fantastic to hear. And again, hope is a key word to keep in mind.
Just one thing, since you're here, you're an electrician. Do you have any advice for people that are doing their lighting, whether it's inside or outside? You see it done right, you see it done wrong. Maybe some examples of what we should not do when we are trying to make that Griswold Christmas house.
Yes.
There is a lot of things on that when I've seen stuff. So always keep in mind the newer LED lights are fantastic. You can get so much more plugged up with those than you can with the traditional incandescent lights. They pull a lot more power than what the LEDs do. So if you want to go Griswold family Christmas, get the LEDs. The other thing is, especially indoors, if you're putting up a ton of lights, be cautious with your extension cords. Always check them. Make sure you rub your hand from one end of the cord down to the next. Make sure there's no nicks, no frays, no bad points in it, because anytime you have an extension cord, if it's got a nick or a little chip in it or a fray, you do not want to use that, because if you do, that particular cord can be a potential fire hazard. So try to avoid that if you can. Must make this as absolutely safe as possible. outdoors, if you're putting things outside on the ends of the cords where they're open, put a little tape over them so the water doesn't get into it. That'll stop that GFI from tripping, and you won't constantly have to go out there and go, oh, my lights are out again.
Yeah. Yes, fantastic good advice. And get a power strip, right?
Power strips are great.
Okay, awesome. Jonathan Brown Electric, one of our many Toys for Happiness sponsors. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas, and remember hope this holiday season.